This week, civil charges are expected to be filed by the Department of Justice and New York State prosecutors against Standard & Poor's, S&P, the rating service. Its allegedly rosy ratings for mortgage-backed securities understated the severity of the growing housing crash and may have actually contributed to the financial crisis. The charges also accuse S&P of having a financial interest in maintaining exaggerated ratings due to their other dealings with financial institutions. Joining us now, Michael De La Merced, reporter at our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, John.
How severe is this going after S&P on the civil charges as opposed to criminal?
Well, obviously, it's not criminal charges, so no one's necessarily going to go to jail. No one's going to go to jail, but this is the first real government action against the ratings agencies for their role in the financial crisis. People have talked about this for years. S&P has been talking with prosecutors for about 3 years, and this is the first that we've really seen of prosecutors actually doing anything with this.
Would this be some sort of huge clawback? Would S&P have to compensate investors for bad decisions on some sort of broad scale, or would it be a fine? What's the liability here?
Well, during the talks, the Justice Department made it pretty clear that they wanted a big penalty, something on the order of $1 billion, which would have pretty much wiped out S&P's earnings for an entire year. S&P itself had been hoping for something a little smaller, let's say about $100 million or so.
I don't know. Call me just a lay person here, but this seems a little bit like when there's a jockey scandal or a doping scandal on the track, you go after the racing form and not the actual trainers.
It's easy to see how it could be construed that way. I mean, what the government is basically saying is S&P was a big enabler, that they attached they rated a lot of these mortgage investments far more highly than they should have been, and that S&P knew that they were overrating these mortgage-backed securities, these CDOs, but decided to continue rating them highly because there was a financial incentive. And the government complaint has a lot of examples from internal documents where they say S&P knew full well what they were doing but just believed too much in keeping the machine going.
And therein lies the alleged fraud. Michael De La Merced, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michael De La Merced is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He also writes for the Deal Book blog. Also on the line is Ron Grassi, a retired lawyer who's suing all three of the major rating agencies. He's waiting for an appeals hearing date in the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco. You're with DOJ on this, eh, Ron?
Yes, I am.
And what are you trying to get back from the ratings agencies, and how did they lead you wrong?
Well, like most investors who buy bonds, I simply spoke to my broker and we discussed various different bond opportunities. And it turned out that certain bonds were rated and, in fact, were investment grade rated. And so they looked better than other bonds that were not rated. And I picked a couple of bonds from Lehman Brothers. And we know the rest of that story.
Yeah.
And those bonds actually went into bankruptcy, still carrying an investment grade rating. And I started to do some research to find out how that could happen. You know, how could you rate bonds so high and even watch them go into bankruptcy, still highly rated? And I realized that what the rating agencies were doing was really, in my opinion, was quite a scam. And they were making a ton of money at it. And they were not worried about the collateral damage to the individual investors. And I was retired. I've done litigation for 35 years in San Francisco, and I decided to kind of take on the project of going after the rating agencies because, frankly, back in 2009 when I started this, the government wasn't doing anything. As a matter of fact, they're really still not, except for this one civil lawsuit, which is a step in the right direction. But it's still, to me and to other people like me who are involved in litigation in this field, it's a little disappointing because when you think about it, if they would have gone on a criminal prosecution tact and jeopardize the CEOs and their high up executives, that would have had a very chilling effect on Wall Street. And
I understand that argument. And, you know, this is a civil operation at the Justice Department. And your lawsuit is also civil. Yes.
Correct.
What's your track record at this point? You've already had a ruling and you're on appeal.
Right. I've had two lengthy hearings with a whole flock of briefs filed by six law firms against me at the district court level. And the judge finally ruled that My case should be dismissed on technical grounds. And so at that point, I've appealed to the Ninth Circuit.
And you're awaiting a hearing in the Ninth Circuit. Best case scenario, what do you hope to get back?
Well, I'm hoping that the Ninth Circuit will reverse the district court and allow me to go back to the district court and commence what's called discovery, which means I can take depositions, send out interrogatories, and get the case ready for a jury trial.
Dollar amount?
I haven't really thought about a specific amount, but I want it to be a large enough number to send a message to Wall Street that on occasion there are a few people out there who will just simply go after him no matter how uphill the battle is.
All right, Ron. Well, good luck to you. Ron Grassi is a retired lawyer who is suing all three of the major rating agencies, S&P, now being sued in civil court by the Department of Justice. Ron, thanks so much.
You're welcome.